This is a special session of Commissioners Court. It's Tuesday, September the 20th, and we have one item on the agenda: discuss and take action to authorize submission of a 2016 Disaster Relief Fund application to the Texas Department of Agriculture and authorize the county judge to execute the resolution, Form 424, and other documentation necessary to complete the application. Melinda, do you want to describe briefly what this is?
Yes. Do you want me to stand up or sitting? Okay.
You're fine. You can just sit there.
Okay. This is disaster money from the Texas Department of Agriculture. And first of all, thank y'all all for being here this morning. It is a necessity to go ahead and get this completed. They released this application late, not this past Friday, but the Friday before that, with a due date of October 1st. And the money is first come, first served. So we don't know exactly how many they plan to fund. If it is the same amount of money they allocated last year, they'll fund 10 of these grants. It is up to $350,000. That's the anticipated amount of the application at this time. We are still working on getting a few of the details from Andy to make sure that that is going to be the exact dollar amount. But that is the plan as of right now. It can be used for reimbursement for work as long as the expenses are deemed eligible expenses for the TXCDBG program, which mostly would be that it wasn't something that altered the environmental conditions. In other words, that it wasn't working for the floodplain. Everything else would be an eligible reimbursement expense. It can also be used for work that has not yet been completed. So again, Andy is trying to, as the road administrator, make sure that everything is covered and that we are going to be making the most effective use of the funds.
And this replaces, if we get it, replaces the FEMA grant reimbursement.
You can actually have both. It is a possibility. If you sustain more damage than FEMA is willing to cover, then you can actually take from both pots of money. You can't double dip for the same project. So the main difference is that the TDA money does not require matching funds. FEMA requires a match.
This is 100% grant?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have more than $350,000 in damage. So okay. In effect, it will.
We can only go for one.
Right. It'll prevent us from having to do all that FEMA paperwork.
But did I understand you say up to 350? So is a possibility to be less than 350?
Our application would be for less than 350 if the amount of funds we request. If we were funded, we would be funded for whatever amount we request. I'm saying we haven't finished totaling all of those bills yet.
Okay.
The plan right now is that we'll be requesting the maximum amount of $350,000. But if the bills don't dictate that we can, then we won't ask for.
I think we've got about $280,000 right now.
Yeah. So you don't keep both grants applications in force, or you do the FEMA and the?
You can do both.
Is there any point in that?
At this point, I don't believe that there would be, because I think you would have all of your expenses covered without having to go through FEMA.
I guess what you're thinking is if one failed, you'd have a backup plan.
And that is true. Yes.
Yes. Yes. No, at this point, I would not advise saying, bye-bye FEMA until we knew for certain.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was really wondering.
Sorry. They say that these applications will be reviewed within 2 weeks of receipt, and we'll start to know where we fall in line. The last round of disaster that they had through TDA, we completed two applications, and ours were the first two that were funded. We somehow figured out a way to get these pushed through when others were kind of struggling with it, and that's what our hope is, that this time, we've still got it figured out and others come, and that y'all will be first in line. And if there are 10 received on the first day, they do go to a tiebreaker, and that includes poverty rate, low to moderate income percentages, and some items that could go either way for Usher County, and depending on who those other applicants are. I feel pretty good about it on tiebreaker, but that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be some applicants that would win, meaning you're only winning on those, but I'm saying we have higher poverty.
Just for a point of reference for me in the future, if you submit both applications and both applications are awarded, but you don't choose the FEMA one because the other one, is that a problem down the road with FEMA if another opportunity came available? I mean, that we rejected them or anything like that? Okay.
I move we authorize the county judge to execute resolution form 424A and other documentation necessary to, for completion of the application.
Second.
Motion's by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to apply for the 2016 Disaster Relief Fund as it's described on the agenda. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Oh.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.